This is program number LW2713. Right now, somewhere, a mother is trying to make up her mind as to whether or not to let a surgeon perform an operation on her only child, an operation that may end his life. Hi, this is Larry West. Right now, somewhere, a father whose son didn't come home last night is walking through a door marked City Morgue. And that father is in agony. Is this my son I'm about to identify? Right now, somewhere, a wife whose marriage has crumbled is now in an office, a bar, a factory, and she's talking with a fellow who cares nothing for her personally. All he wants is what he can get. Right now, somewhere, a husband is sitting in his bedroom, toying with his pistol, while his wife is shrieking at him from the bottom of the stairs, demanding that he come down right now and explain where he's been. Right now, somewhere, a young mother is being wheeled into the delivery room, and she knows that mother or child, not mother and child, will be wheeled out. Right now, somewhere, a tired doctor is shaking his head, and he's saying the words, "Terminal cancer." Right now, somewhere, a mother is wondering how she's going to tell her son that she knows that he's the one the police are looking for. Right now, somewhere, somewhere, someone is hurting. People are having to make decisions they don't want to make. They're having to face facts they don't want to face somewhere. And that somewhere just may be right now. At your address. If it's your address, I want to tell you something. If you're facing a crisis right now, these are the words I think you need to hear the most. Here are the words. Someone cares for you. Someone you may not even know. Someone cares for you. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. And the reason we care is because God cares. God cares for you more than anyone else can. He does. You know, we all get despondent, depressed, discouraged. We all do it one time or another. We all have that somewhere that we reach in our lives. And it's those who care when we come to such crossroads that make the difference, you know, as to whether or not we lift our heads and wipe our tears, ready to make new decisions, ready to open our eyes to brighter days. Once upon a time, a girl in graduate school had found her somewhere. Hers was in her apartment. Things, it seemed, just had crumbled around her. Her parents had kicked her out of the house. They refused to help her make it through college. Her boyfriend had just cut it off, saying he didn't love her anymore. And she had just lost her part-time job. And to top it off, it was her birthday, and no one remembered. She was alone. Walking home that afternoon, having nowhere else to go but her lonely, bleak apartment, it was as she walked that she had made up her mind to take her own life that night. As she unlocked the door to her little place, she made a firm commitment. It would be the last time that she would go through that door alive. She had found her somewhere. But when she opened the door, to her surprise, I mean, it was a total shock, she saw something on her table. It was a lone cupcake, and under the saucer, there was a note scribbled by a friend she didn't know she had. It said, "I've been watching you. I just wanted to tell you that I care. Happy birthday." Did it make a difference? At school the next day, she told her class about it. Hey, wherever your somewhere is, God is there. If you're facing a crisis right now, let it do you some good. Start leaning on God, for God cares for you. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.